Well, welcome everybody. This is Escape the Talk Show, and my name is Jonathan, coming at you live from Copenhagen.
I'm Fab from Düsseldorf. I sound like an American, Düsseldorf. This is episode 5, I think. Right?
Yeah, that's
no,
correct.
I wrote this down. Yeah. I got notes, man. I got notes. Oh, I got the important thing. Yeah, if you hear shots, that's completely normal. We're playing this game while we do this show. And there's shooting happening. That's what the game's about. How are you, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm very good. I have coffee again. I for some hours today. I actually ran out of coffee.
Oh my god, that sounds
unhealthy. And I didn't know. So I got a coffee in the morning because my partner had to leave the apartment early and go to work and stuff, and I could work from home. And I found out later after my lunch that in fact the coffee was empty. It was a bit of a shock.
Did Khalifa take all the coffee?
Well, yeah, she took it and made me coffee with it, but still. I was unaware. I was foolishly, you know, going to the coffee grinder, going like, oh, I'm going to make myself another cup. Nope.
I've lost you. I don't know where you are.
Go to the scav house over here.
All right. Oh, you're going in that. Ah, yeah. I'm just sniping around here. We have in my household, we have a coffee alert. Like when one of us sees that the coffee is low, like the beans in the container. We will say, coffee alert, I see a scav, scav alert, he's outside the fence in front of the house. Are you shooting at that guy?
No.
Okay, is he shooting at me? Is somebody shooting at the scav? Because he's not shooting at me, I can't see him anymore. Like, he saw me, so I just ran away and changed angles, and now I can't find him anymore. I do this all the time, it's very annoying. But somebody was shooting.
Yeah. Did you see what gun he had? Because somebody shot with a shotgun.
I saw his gun. I didn't pay attention. I was so excited
I see a guy. What kind of guy? A guy.
Are you still behind the house?
I'm in the house.
Oh, you're in the house. Okay. Yeah, so we have this. We call out, coffee alert. Coffee alert. And then next, you know, that means like one of us has to buy coffee. Oh, I see him in the bush. There's somebody lying in the bush. Is that you?
No, I'm in the house.
I'm taking that as a no. I don't know if I got him. Can't really see because he was lying down. He's lying in the grass. I'm pretty sure that was a headshot. I can't see movement anymore.
Okay, I'm going to run out of the house now. Maybe you can direct me and tell me.
It's in the long grass. Right where you're going there somewhere. No, on to the left, to your left in the grass there. Inside the fence. About a bit further on there somewhere there.
There's a dead scav here.
I guess that means I got him.
Yeah.
One tap headshot, man.
Boom.
I would say I'm getting better at this game. Loud. But it's not really true. Well, yeah, I don't have a silencer on this M700. I'm sorry. I do like how it echoes across the map, though.
Under the scav, gonna take him down.
Where? Okay. Knock yourself out.
Standing up a tree.
I can see neither you nor the scav.
I'm behind the rock. I'm gonna come back to your kill if you want to loot him.
No, I'm gonna stay here. I'm gonna gonna secure the area. I'm not completely comfortable that there's nobody here. Although I don't think there's anybody here, but there might be scavs. We'll see.
I'm just gonna do the thing we did previously, where I run out into the kill zone, just bring the loot back.
Yes, that thing. So other than that, you're good? That's good.
Yes.
Other than the coffee situation.
Very good. Yes. That is a bit of a luxury problem, I guess.
I don't know. I'm den Umständen entsprechend, as we say in Germany. Good according to the circumstances, because I am... Oh, thank you. Loot. That's... Where did it go?
Oh, sorry.
No, that's good. I'm just trying. Oh, nice. I did some training today. Kickboxing training. Well, I kind of... split the nail on my big toe on my left foot like in half.
By kicking the sandbag.
Yeah, I think I didn't cut it. I sometimes neglect to cut my toenails, which right. usually, okay, you go ahead. I'll follow you. Did you already go ahead?
Yeah, I'm looting. You need the shotgun. I took off the gun.
I got the shotgun.
No, you need the shotgun that I'm bringing you now.
Oh, it's another shotgun. Oh, there you are. Okay. Rightio. Let me see.
Wait, so did it split like right down the middle?
Is no, like maybe a third of the top.
Right.
Oh, where did that? It tumbled down the hill. Fuck. Right. Okay. Let me first take this. I'm gonna drop this damn security vest. Oh my god. There's too much things. Too much going on here. I can't. Jonathan, I can't. Where's the... Right. Why didn't I take that rig?
The one MP133 or something you need for a quest.
Yeah, I think. Did it roll down the hill? Did you find it? I think it rolled down the fucking hill.
Okay.
I have no idea. I just saw it roll away and then I couldn't quickly enough click on it because... Man, I love this game. Did I mention how I love this game?
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
I don't know where that shotgun is. Let's keep going. I appreciate the thought, though. Thank you.
Are you sure you didn't pick it up?
No,
is it
I
not
didn't.
In your bag?
No, I didn't pick it up. It doesn't fit in my bag. That's why I couldn't pick it up, and then it rolled down the hill. I don't know where the fuck it went. Maybe it went all the way down the hill. I don't know how physics in this game work. I don't.
Things can roll a bit.
I can't find
it. Maybe it fell through the floor?
Maybe.
Sorry.
Let's keep going. No, it's all good. Okay. I'll follow you. I was practicing head kicks and I kind of snagged my foot on it and it's just kind of...
You're in even more pain than...
It didn't hurt. I didn't even feel it. And I kept kicking and I just, at some point, I smelled blood. I was like, what? Oh, that must be like, you know, the coppery blood smell.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was
understand.
There was like blood under my toe. It's not bad. The worst thing about it is I didn't have super glue. So I tried to glue it with some other glue.
With the Warhammer glue or what?
No, it's like the, it's almost super glue. It's like special.
Yeah,
it can apparently hold a truck to a crane or something. That's what the package says, but it doesn't harden as quickly as super glue. Normally, when I like rip half my toe off, I just glue it back together with super glue,
which
generally keeps it in place. But anyway, it doesn't hurt
How
at all.
How frequently does that happen to you?
Well, normally it's more like my fingernails. I often I'm careless, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes I like splinter shit off my nails, and I hate that because like this, it doesn't really hurt. But the problem is kind of it'll be unstable, and then you do something else, and then you rip half your nail off, and that hurts. And I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I understand. The necessity.
This toenail stuff has never happened to me. I will take care to like really cut my toenails now before I. practice kickboxing. I had no idea that this could even like happen, but anyway, what we wanted to talk about, what I thought we should talk about, is you came over recently, and that
we
was pretty
saw
cool.
each other in 3D. Yes.
Yeah, and we didn't hate ourselves enough to stop doing this, I guess.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
exactly.
Episode 4 would have been our last episode.
Yeah. Rip. No, I think it was. I think it was really good. Also, it was a really good idea to go to the Landschaftspark because that's a location we would have loved to visit, anyways. And it was super good that you brought that up because then we didn't.
I kind of feel like you have to go there again at some point with like good weather and like not me distracting you the whole time, and you actually having time to like take pictures or whatever. I was distracting everybody. I can't get this rock. Oh no, I can't. Okay, I'm good.
Let me know how it goes.
I'm just out of breath.
I mean, I don't think I was like. I mean, obviously we were talking a lot and stuff like that, right? But I still think it was pretty good and it was fun. Obviously, there's like different photo shoots, right? Like if you like bring a model and do this or that, you know, it's gonna be different, or you're gonna get different pictures. But I think to like show off the place and to get some really cool industrial shots. I think that worked really well, actually.
So did you like it?
I liked it a lot, yeah. So I've known about the location because at some point I saw pictures on Instagram, and then it kept reappearing on a cosplay photographer's Instagram, which was pretty cool. Don't shoot me, I'm coming in.
No, I see you down there. So now we have to explain.
Sorry, I should say what cosplay is, right?
No. You keep telling the story first.
Right. So some guy called EOS Andy has a ton of cool cosplay photography, and he frequently was at the Landschaftspark.
Right. Is he from around here somewhere?
Yeah, I think Dortmund or something. I'm not entirely sure.
That would make sense.
And there's also a lot of people, right? Like the Ruhrgebiet is like
the Ruhrgebiet
very
big.
High density.
It's like Germany's area. Biggest city, except it's not one city, but it's basically, you know, it's kind of like it could be a city. Like it's kind of like LA. It's like in America, this would be a city, right?
Very stretched out, kind of huge.
Oh, well, LA is stretched out that way as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, LA has more people, but it's like LA is several cities in one as well. I think people know what cosplay is, right? I think we need to explain what the Landschaftspark is.
Right. So you probably know more about what specific buildings it is, but it's like a bunch of industrial buildings. It used to be like a furnace.
It used to be a steelworks and a coal like processing plant, I think. Right. So they would process the coal that you need to like make steel. So it's a huge furnace. It's like storage facilities for coal, right? And I actually read this. I looked this up. It was shut down in 85.
In 85, okay.
So it was like it's in Duisburg, my home city. It's in the north of Duisburg. It's very close. I was born like 7 kilometers from there, I think. So when I was a kid, I can still I kind of remember it still being there, but I guess it was only like 2 years, so it's not really I don't really remember. But I guess when it was still shut down, you know, I remember it in the state it was back then, and it was like they didn't touch the area for a while, I think, because it was very polluted and stuff.
Right.
And I think they had no idea how to clean it up, of course, but like how to take the buildings down.
Right.
Which is generally very expensive.
They were massive. They were very big.
There's like concrete shit. Like they're like, you know, the foundations, everything are basically like bunkers, like really hard to take apart. And so they had like the idea to just leave it and let nature reclaim it. And now it's called Landschaft. It's like, I don't know, what's that? Scenery?
Yeah.
Park? I don't know. It's like a... It's like an urban park, basically.
The ironic thing is that it's called landscape, right?
But
it's
landscape more
like
park.
Like industrial landscape. Are you moving up?
Yep, I'm coming towards. Sorry, I should have told you that probably.
We're being shot at from the from over there.
From the mountain?
Yeah. Well, I pushed some guy away.
Is that you running?
Right behind you. Yeah. Okay. So there's some guy over there, like 100 meters this way.
Which way?
This way.
Okay, sorry, I'm reacting to the woods. My allergies are kicking up.
Oh, your allergies are kicking up.
I'm seeing the grass, and then... Yep. Oh, it might have been...
So careful with moving slowly, because he's got a low frequency... Oh, there's a guy. Low frequency gun.
So we should move fast, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I should probably switch to the shotgun.
Oh, I think there's a guy down.
Is he down taking there? You down? Oh, no. Shooting at me, I think.
Oh, I'm done.
Oh, fuck.
He's right around the rock. Downstairs, around the rock.
Yeah. I took a shot. I don't know. Probably didn't hit him. Oh, shit. Reload. I can't reload. Why can't I reload? Fuck! Okay. I'm going to have to go in with the M700. Where's the...
Ammo needs to be in your rig or your pockets.
Oh, shit. Okay. Ammo's in my backpack for some reason. Okay. I think he's pushing me. which isn't a good idea to reload, but I kind of need to reload. This guy's not very good. Oh, he fucking blinded me. I think he's going for... Oh, no, I'm dead. I'm just like, he's not very good.
I think this guy's very... Oh.
Right, so we died. I don't have a gun. Jonathan hopefully bring me a gun. That's why I didn't hear the... Oh, yeah, an idea rig. Where did the... Oh, I thought the gun was gone again. I'm like... Almost had like a... Like... PTSD from that. We're next to the village, right?
Yeah, should you can we go ahead if you want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a nice SKS, man. Wow.
You were like, I thought so too.
And a grenade. Oh my god, I dig this scope. This scope is great.
It also has a variable zoom, so it can go without magnification or four times.
I was trying that just now. Right, so we explained what the Lunch of Spark is.
Right.
So I thought it was really cool hanging out with you guys. I had like this experience. I've had several times now where I just, I pretty much anybody who, all my friends, I meet over the internet.
Yeah.
It's been that way.
It's the best way to meet people.
Yeah, it's been like that way for years. So I've had this several times where I like people I'd known from the internet and spend like a year online with, like, you know, playing games and stuff. And then I meet them and it's just like we've known each other like for a long time. Oh, are they shooting at you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody shoot. Is that a player?
Oh, it's a scav. Double scav, though.
Double scav?
One is still alive in the left house.
In the left house. Okay.
Well, I didn't bring an S-march.
Did he go into the fenced area?
Yeah, the left side.
Because I can't see the fucker. Do you need some... Do I have an S-march?
No, I got it already.
Okay,
I just have to use the medikit. Right. Wasteful.
Wasteful. Shameful. Okay, can't see anybody else on the road. So I'm gonna have to breach this area, I guess. Oh!
You have done?
Oh god, I thought that was you. I thought the guy going down was you. Gave me a heart attack there, man.
Sorry, my bad.
Do you think that's the guy?
No, there was definitely one in a red jacket as well.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm gonna... Oh, I'm being shot at. Ooh, right in the armor. Where was that from?
He's on top of the hill, I bet.
You think it's a player?
I think so, yeah, because I didn't hear any yelling.
Yeah, that was like, what? Went right through the vest. That is. Just heal myself here a little bit. I have an energy drink too. Why are we being sniped, Jonathan? What's going on here?
Not sure, but I'll dash out to the side of the road you're not on and try to find the fucker.
I don't think he's not on the right side where the truck is. So I guess he's on the hill on the left. And I can't see him right now. Oh, was that you nading?
Nope. No, that's the other way.
Okay.
Are you walking around over there behind that green truck?
I am. Okay. I'm behind the green truck, yeah.
Careful with your head.
Yes, you are right.
I'm going to flank. Bar I'm going
to
run
to the next house. Okay. Right. Didn't get me. What was I going to say? I enjoyed that. I enjoyed being shot at. Where are you?
I'm far in the left side in the bushes.
Okay, I'm going to go around the houses on the other side. Anyway, I had fun with you guys. I thought that was quite cool.
Very happy to hear that. I had a lot of fun as well.
And it's really cool just meeting people and then immediately being like, oh, cool. It's like I kind of know you. And I think we basically, there was no kind of like phase where you get to know each other, right? It was just like, hey, I know how these guys are. I've watched Talifa stream a lot. And I mean, we're oh, was that a scav? Wait, what?
I don't know.
That must have been in the game, right? That was not in my house in real life. So
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Okay, he must have been in the house. I'm gonna go in this house. Unless I'm like imagining things, I think I heard a scav. It would be funny if I didn't hear him. Then people will able to figure that out. On the podcast, like
people in the comments are going to be like, he was on the left.
No, there's somebody shouting at me. There's a scav shouting at me. He was on the left. I could hear him in the left, in my left ear. Okay. I'm upstairs in this house now.
Define this. Right side, left side?
Last house on the right side, like from the direction of the car. Okay. I think there's a scav in my vicinity, like he must be around the house somewhere.
I see somebody downstairs in your house.
Yeah, that's me now. I went downstairs. Yep. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go around the house now. I'm gonna try to find the scav without trying to run into this fucking player.
I've done.
Ah, okay. That was you. I don't know. I can't fucking see him through this fence.
Cool armor on this guy. Oh, that's March as well. Nice.
Yeah, and I also like, I enjoy hanging out with you guys because, I mean, you're kind of like a rare thing. From like, you know. Is that you?
I'm in the house across the street.
Oh, no, you're Yusek, right? You can't even talk Russian. Somebody's talking Russian to me, like right next to me.
Oh. Yeah, I thought talking it was a lot of, it was very natural, as you say. So it was like, you know, sometimes you go like, oh, you know, I wonder if we're going to like get along when we meet in real life and stuff like that. And I mean, we had like a shit ton of like social stuff going on in the first place, right? Visiting like family here and there and people. But I thought it was very cool.
I saw the scaf. I found the scaf. Doubt. Sticky minus. I'm hit though. I need to heal. Oh, there's another scav. Somebody shouted at me again. Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, he's shouting at me. I'm sitting in this little building thing healing. But I'm good.
Should I shoot him? I have a shot.
Yeah, shoot him. Take him out.
He's down.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Let me just see. Okay. Oh, was he outside the door there?
Yeah.
I see that guy.
Stood in the little fucking garden door.
I wasn't looking there, of course. Okay, let me loot this other guy. So, yeah, you had a lot of, you met like a lot of people, right? Like, were they all people you know from the internet or?
No, some of them. So, we also visited, somebody Halifa had already met, but I hadn't met yet. So that was fun as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I meant with your rare kind of thing, I don't know how this is in your like social circles, right? But right. For me, I got to say that, you know, people about my age, so like in their 30s, that don't have kids are somewhat of a rarity, right? So we got to know like several people and then, you know...
Yep.
They had kids.
Somebody shot a scav coming from the direction where we came from.
Oh.
Oh, they're shooting at me.
Where are they? Where are you?
I'm outside the garage.
Where I was in that house?
Yep.
Okay. Where are they shooting from? Are you down?
From the car. No, but I'm hurt. I need to stitch my legs back on.
Okay, I'm going.
I'm outside the village towards northern UN.
Yeah. I'm outside the house where you shot the guy, you know? the scav.
You should go back and wait for the guy to come. He's definitely going to come. He had a big pilgrim backpack and everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to see him through the fence, but I don't... Promise, I don't really have a short range. Oh, wait, I picked up that caterer. Is that a caterer?
You can just use the SKS and just not use the scope. It's got a laser on it. And just the fact that the laser is on the gun makes it more accurate in hipfire.
Really? It has a laser? Okay. Yeah. I was just going to check out the caterer. Oh, it's a purple laser. Oh, yeah. I hear him. He's in the house.
Right. Shit. I'm still hearing.
Shit, he's in the house.
That's surgery quicker.
Why is he in the... Why did he go in the house?
Maybe he thinks I went in there.
Grenade?
Oh, grenade next to me.
Oh, God. I just naded him. Oh, well, I naded the house.
Where are you? I'm coming from the north.
I'm still, where you killed the guy. Like, outside the house. On that little thing on the side. Can't hear him move anymore. Wait, I just heard something.
Yeah, that's probably me.
This is great podcasting. Where are you coming in from?
Outside the fence, at the wooden shed.
Okay, yeah, that was probably you. I'm gonna look inside the house now. But I don't see anybody.
Going to the gate where I shot the scav?
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, that's you. Hello, this is me.
Well,
I naded inside here, so I don't know if
he's... Oh, yeah, he's in here.
In here alive?
Going out through the garage. Yeah. He's down.
Oh, nice.
Woo! Yes, so it was very nice, and it was also super cool to meet... the missus and stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah, Katie. Yeah, you hadn't, nice. Of course, you hadn't met her at all. Like, I'm going to take this guy's dog tag. It's important.
Yeah.
You can take the rest. Yeah, so for me, like, this whole thing about, like, not that I'm, like, you know, I don't want to have kids, but I'm not adverse against people having kids. But it's kind of like a definite fact that when people, like, have kids, like, their whole life situation changes, and then, like, you know, they don't have time for certain things. And if you don't have kids, you kind of lose track of them, right? I guess if, like, they're people and, you know, you're kind of the same age and you have kids and your friends have kids, then you can, like, stay in touch and the kids can play together or whatever. Whatever you do when you have kids. But, like, people like that just tend to disappear out of my life.
Right.
And I, not that I'm not saying you should never have kids. I'm just saying I value... people who don't have kids currently. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe you should take this guy's gun and the ammo. That looks pretty swifty, actually.
Okay, let me just take this, fold this catter away. Right, so I really enjoyed this. This was really cool meeting up and everything. Oh, God, I need to examine all of this first. Had a lot of fun. Really cool.
Right back at you.
So how did, like, have you been, like, to the, you're kind of from the Ruhr Gebiet as well, right?
Yeah.
Have you been here, like, in the last 10 years or something? Was this?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a family down there. Right. So
you visit them.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask if was there anything, like, that changed those new, but I guess if you've been here. Shall we exfil?
Yeah, let's exfil. I'm not sure if that much... Can you pick up the helmet here? Free helmet.
Oh,
free.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
I mean, some people always say, like, oh, Ruhrgebiet, it's so great, blah, 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 blah. But it wasn't, even when I was a kid, it wasn't, right? So it's like, it hasn't really become greener. I think more stuff has happened that is more, like, you know, culturally cool.
Being shot at.
Oh, inconvenient.
I just heard a bullet ping off somewhere.
Yeah. Are you in this house with me?
No, I'm behind the house.
Okay. Yeah, so it hasn't really, like, it's changed, but it's not, like, radically in any direction. I think there's a lot of cultural activity that is really, really cool in the Ruhrgebiet, which is kind of, you know, tying in with the old industrial history and stuff like that, like the Dortmunder U and...
Yeah, it's kind of like the...
And stuff like that. They are doing so many cool things. It's really baffling. How much culture and art and all that different stuff they can, you know, put down into such a, like, very compressed area.
Oh, I'm dead. Headshot.
Awkward?
I was looking up the hill. I think he's up the hill. I think it's the guy up the hill. Right, shot in the hand, and you're to blame. Sniper on the hill. What a shame.
What kind of backpack are you wearing?
It's a sling. It's a sling,
you
man.
You know what? My condoms don't even fit in that bag.
My condoms are bigger than your backpack. Short
Look
title.
God. I think one thing I completely forgot to mention was that you cooked absolutely delicious food for us. That was very delightful.
Although we kind of spoiled it because we had some like fast food during the Landschaft Park, which you kind of had to.
I had a very minuscule sausage that I crammed in my mouth.
A minuscule sausage. Yeah. No, it was. Yeah, I'm glad you like it, but I've decided next time I'm making you burgers. I made burgers yesterday on the grill.
And, I saw a picture.
I figured out that, you know, I bought a Dutch oven.
Right.
I think, no, my mother bought me a Dutch oven. Credit where credit's due. It has like this lid. It's like this petrochem Dutch oven. It's like cast iron. It has this lid, and it says you can use the lid as a pan. So I've now been using the lid of the Dutch oven as like a cast iron pan to do like onions in and like... Oh, did you just blind me?
I just wanted to show you that your laser is on.
Okay, right. I was just like somebody just lasered me in the face. I know my laser's on. But this is on purpose.
Okay.
Righto. An eggs. You can do eggs like on the grill and shit.
That sounds good. That sounds very good.
So next time I'm making burgers, I've decided.
I'm already working on plans how I can fool you into thinking that I actually made something by, you know, like removing the wrappers and stuff like that. Yeah.
They'll just like get pictures.
Ding dong! Oh, look, the honey, the burgers I made.
Just follow some Instagram or something. Just grab like, but like not too perfect, right? Oh God, it's very foggy. Exactly. This was kind of part of because Halif has been streaming and talking about HelloFresh, and I was like, she's like, this is perfect. I'm like criticizing HelloFresh, and then we got talking into cooking and about cooking and shit. Anyway, quick tip: I made bolognese for Jonathan and Halifa, I learned the secret just this year of real bolognese, and the trick is you have to you're browning like the minced meat, right? You make that like really brown and really good, but then you have to like rinse it in milk, like in the hot pan, which looks disgusting, and that's why like real Italian bolognese, the meat looks kind of gray. And I've always wondered, but it's delicious. It gives it like a sweet. It's a very peculiar taste. But so that's my tip for everybody out there. Do that with your bolognese, and it's gonna be great. Somebody shooting? Who's shooting? What's happening? Somebody's shooting. I think they're at the UN. I think they're at the medical camp thing. Maybe it's Durham. Maybe it's
found a new backpack for you.
Oh, nice. A proper. Well, it's slightly bigger. Why can't I pick? Wait, why does it say search? Why can't I pick it up?
Because you're wearing one already?
Oh. Well, that's a. Oh, there's a Glock in there.
Yeah, I put that in there.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the Glock. Actually, this backpack.
I happily distribute my Glock to anyone.
That could get you in trouble. Just saying.
Given consent.
No, no, it could get you in trouble if, like, you distribute your Glock to me and I shoot somebody. Then you know, it's presumably registered.
Oh, will it be impounded? That's, by the way, a new law in Denmark that if you, like, they literally, we had to sign this shit when we rented a car. If we're, like, that we're not going to do insane driving, because the new legislation is, if you, like, I don't know what the threshold is. I guess it's, like if you go twice as fast.
What's the definition of insane driving?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, I don't know what the...
Twice as fast as the speed limit is just, like, Walter Röhrl. And you're going sideways, right? You have to go twice as fast as the speed limit and sideways.
And drifting, right?
Because sideways. Because siehst du, fährst du quer, siehst du mehr. You know, German Porsche rally driver Walter Röhrl has a saying, if you go sideways, you see more. Fährst du quer, siehst du mehr. So, okay.
So basically, they will impound the cars and they will sell them. So you're not getting them back. And you're also not getting them back if they're not actually yours. So rental companies.
Okay, run that. So you, let me get this straight. You're renting a car, right, from a company, and you drive very fast. Oh shit! Yes. Oh, that hurt. And you drive very fast. Then the police will impound the car, sell it, and not only did you just lose the car, but it wasn't your car, and you will have to pay the rental company back.
Yes. Somebody's been here.
I'm sorry, Danish police. That is theft. That is not a just thing. You can't just like, you can't just take my car from me, like that. Okay, question here, right? If this happens to me,
I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying
no. But
new legislation.
I have a serious question. If this happens to me, right, and they impound my car and sell it, I could presumably sue them. Right?
You can always sue them. The question is if it will do any good, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, the question... No, that's not the question. The question is, where is the jurisdiction? If I can sue them under German jurisdiction, I think a German court would say...
I think... Okay, so if you drive the car in Denmark in a fashion that they consider insane or whatever, you can't sue them under German jurisdiction, I guess.
If the car's registered,
you don't have fucking diplomatic immunity.
No, but it's Europe, right? I can like if the car's registered in Germany, I can presume within Europe, the EU, there's like, you know, you can kind of, I don't know, we'll have to. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how this works, but I know that in some cases, jurisdiction is not automatically the country you're in. But I mean that's just insane. Also, like I would sue them because I would like. Your definition of insane is not actually insanity, right? So if I go twice the speed
they
limit...
They named it so weirdly. It's pretty weird. It's if very...
So as a German, if I go twice the speed limit, right, that's not insane. That is...
No, I know.
Germany slightly is faster very, than normal.
Germany is very, very lenient on so any in, kind of offense.
For German stand... Yeah,
if because, you kill somebody on a bike, they basically go like, oh, they didn't wear a helmet. It's like, look, he was crushed look, by a 40-ton like, truck.
Look, we like cars, all right? And in Germany, to be considered driving... To drive a car insane, right? To be considered insane, I think you have to mount a machine gun on it.
Yeah.
And in some situations, that would probably not be considered insane. So I don't... That is... Okay, that's weird. But it's Denmark, so what the hell? So I got to be really careful how I drive in Denmark now because I don't want them to fucking...
Well,
count
I
my
mean,
car.
It's really not that hard. It's like...
Dude, I don't know what the Danish police considers insane.
Yeah, we're gonna look
you
that
know?
Up. We're gonna look that up before.
They're like you have an antenna on your car that is longer than normal. That is insane. We're impounding your car. I have to say,
by the way, There's a new cool loot spawn that I just found out about. Okay. If you walk into this container with all the COVID dead bodies
container.
In it.
Yeah, the COVID container.
There's actually some cool stuff in here. There's some Vaseline. Maybe we have used for that. You know, there you go.
And an AFAQ. Nice.
And an AFAQ. How cool is that?
That is handy. That's cool. So you brought up the car. So I will have to say, you equipped yourself like proper Danish people. Like, you arrive in the rental car. In a big-ass rental car. And
it did not own a fucking car.
And it... Well, that's not what I mean. I meant, like, it did kind of have a huge scratch in the front.
Well, yes. That was slightly awkward. I also locked myself into the parking garage when I returned it. Because I had no idea how it worked.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to get out with my skateboard, you know? Like, I'm not a regular driver kind of guy. Let me out.
Before we wrap this up, one thing I wanted to get into before I got rudely killed last time was I just wanted to mention that, you know, lots of people think the Ruhrgebiet, like, it's weird that has like a lot of culture things and stuff, but like, really, if you just consider it a big city, it's normal. Like, it's kind of like Berlin, right? It's just like it's different cities, but if you consider it one city, it's got a lot more inhabitants than Berlin. And, like, it's no wonder that it has, like, all these things, right? All these theaters and other cultural things. And so I like it. I don't like living back home. I was kind of happy living in other places and that being excited. But, like, being back home, I have rekindled my love for the Ruhrgebiet. I have to say.
I also like being back because it's relatively easy to talk to people. Like, it's so, I think street photography is a little bit tougher because Germans are more privacy aware, which is a good thing in general, right?
But what are you doing with the camera? Why are you pointing the camera at my wife? Exactly. What?
That's illegal. No, actually, it isn't.
You have this. Do we have a card? I have a card. So I'm part of the German press, like, journalist organization, the DJV, right? And at one point they handed out, I have this card I can hand out where it's, there's a dead body down in the Sturm camp.
Sturman is still up.
Did you see him?
Nope, but I heard him.
All right. So it's like the card that it tells, is that you running? Are you next to the...
Nope, I'm not running. I'm sitting down.
The guy just got killed, I think, by Sturman. In front of one of the things, and the shots came from the right. So there's another dead body there. My God, Sturman is owning these. Wait, is that
somebody ran behind the lumber mill?
Yeah, I think Sturm is down there, and he's like owning people. I'm a bit afraid. We killed him already on the podcast, didn't we?
Wasn't I killing? I'm not sure if we killed Sturman.
No, we killed Sturman. Like, just like casually. In a very early episode, I think.
Maybe.
I'm not afraid of him, though. No. Why am I hurt? PMC. Oh, that.
Dead ahead of me somewhere.
Yeah, I think that one guy that got shot, like, from the right with, like, red tracer ammo was also a PMC.
Definitely a live PMC down there somewhere.
There's shit's going down, man.
But I mean, people are generally friendly. You can talk to them, right? They're not like as antisocial as some people in Denmark, or not as, you know.
Are you wearing a raspberry backpack?
Yes.
Are you lying down?
No, I'm sitting in a bush.
Okay, I see you. All right, I see you. All right. The more north you come and get in Germany, the more like cold kind of people are. Like, they don't talk much, and they, you know, yep. So in Denmark, is street photography is harder because of that?
No, I think street photography is generally easier, but it was also like right after COVID, it was relatively easy at least. Maybe because people were like socially starved or whatever, right? So everybody was like, yeah, cool, the fun dude, taking pictures, here we go. I shot at the guy, he has a sniper rifle.
Wait,
I'm scared. He's on the right side of the metal building from where I am.
All right, yeah, okay.
He's wearing a helmet that I bounced a bullet off of.
I don't see him, though.
I think he's hiding because I hit him.
Yeah, it's also too much grass here. It's fucking grass. It's my nemesis, the grass.
In real life, as in Tarkov.
Yeah, it's always the fucking grass. So do we think he killed Stormin?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Is that what the intel... We're talking about the very rightmost metal building, right?
Yeah, the gray one.
Oh, I'm being shot at. Shit. I'm dead. I couldn't get away. Right, as usual, I wanted to wrap up the show there, but thanks for surviving, Jonathan, and just like getting this shit back all the time.
No worries. I dragged myself out of there on like half a leg. I was crushed under the weight of both the responsibility and the gear.
You don't have to feel responsibility for me. Anyway, we should kind of do this quickly and then wrap up the show. Where are we? Oh, when?
Wait. Village. I kind of forgot money for the car.
I got money for the car. That's no problem. But like,
all right.
We have to stick around a little. Wait. We have to stick around a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Not to get a run through. Where the hell are you?
I'm towards the village.
Okay, I'm following you,
Mr. Bushman.
I see you. Yes.
There you go.
You're very well hidden, even though you have that backpack. Anyway, you were going to say sorry.
Yeah, if you could stop dying. We can have a conversation, you know.
I'm working on it. I'm giving my best here.
So I actually have some plugs, which I thought we could.
Are they in your butt? Okay.
They are not in my butt, but they're very. That is a very on brand. Oh, hello, Mr. Scav. Do you want to shoot a Scav? There's one right here. I'm scared.
Where the fuck is he?
I don't know, but close.
Why is my laser off? Why doesn't my laser work? Where the hell? Yeah, is he in the house?
No, I'm in the house.
Okay, I'm going to try to find this guy.
It's very on brand because one of the plugs... So you talked about pornography recently.
Did I?
Yeah, on one of the shows. I mean, not that you...
On the Private Citizen, right?
Exactly.
Shit, I can't kill this guy. He's down. Just took me a while. I'm good.
Jesus.
He's dead.
So the plug I have is actually a web comic that was recommended to me, or somebody mentioned it on the side note, and I was like, what's that? I've never heard of it. And it's called oglaf.com. And literally the warning, like, you need to confirm that you're 18 years of age. And it says, like, there's like a dark elf in like a latex suit with a whip. And it goes like, this comic started out as an attempt to make pornography. It degenerated into sex comedy pretty much immediately. And then it's like, you know, hey, if you enjoy it, yeah, blah, blah, whatever.
What?
And it's like small comic strips with usually sexually explicit content.
Amazing.
In like a D&D universe.
What?
What the fuck am I watching?
This sounds amazing. Okay, yeah, this sounds great.
It's pretty funny, yeah. So I'm gonna drop a link so we can get that in the show notes. It's pretty funny, and also it does a lot of things really well. Also, like breaking up the gender stereotypes is like one of the strips is like the assistant of some kind of sorceress gets railed all the time or needs to make out with the ambassador so he doesn't get thrown into jail again or something like that.
What?
So it's
sounds pretty cool. I'm gonna check that out. I'm gonna have to. Listen back to the podcast to figure out what that URL was, but I will put it in the show notes at escapethetalk.show. This show title is very... I looted that guy. There was other shooting happening. This show title is very... I feel like we're trying to escape the show sometimes, right? We're trying to wrap it up and then we just get killed again and again. So I think that kind of works.
Right.
What's that? Do you have more plugs lined up?
Yes. I have one more. I don't know, maybe that makes like a whole show title. But so far, I can recommend, I've listened to the audiobook of, I think, Alice Hasta's It's a German book, and the title translated is "What White People Don't Want to Hear About Racism But Should Know Anyways" or something.
Whoa, that's heavy. Right.
Yeah, and I kind of listened to it as an audiobook, and that was pretty good. I could actually listen to that while playing Tarkov, which probably is a bit ironic. But it's basically like
running around in a universe only populated by white people, white male people shooting each other.
Male dominated world.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a good round trip around what does intersectionality mean, what is racism, why do certain things appear foreign to a lot of people because their whole like worldview is centered around that, and what do people of color have to explain regularly, or what do they get really sick of, you know, like when she as a kid was asked like, but where are you really from, and she's like, well, from fucking Cologne, like what do you want, you know. I can recommend that. You know, I think a lot of the struggle, both of somebody growing up, not being sure where they belong, and also a common struggles of general people of color, are written up pretty well, I think.
Interesting. Cologne strikes me as a very down to earth place. Like, I don't know. Probably have to listen to it.
I think in a lot of ways, yeah.
I mean, what I'm saying is like you could be born in worse places in Germany.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
with a different skin color. But I guess there's assholes everywhere. Right, let's get the hell out of here. Come on.
Can I have some money, please?
Oh,
can I please have
money? Yeah. Can I? How do I drop you? Wait.
You need to drag it into your inventory.
No, I can do that, but like. I don't want to drop it on the ground because I'm afraid that...
Just put it in my backpack.
Okay, wait. Where's your fucking back? Oh, yeah, there we are.
It's the biggest backpack in the game. Okay, not quite, but...
I'm working on this 3000, right?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Kansar.
That's the least I can do. So I can pay you for all this, for retrieving my gear again and again. Yeah, so I only have one plug. I would like to plug Halifa on Twitch.
Oh, yeah, good plug.
Come on, I'll follow you.
Oh, shit.
Run to the car.
She also took some awesome pictures of us. That's true. We should totally...
We didn't mention that. That's the cool art you can see in the show notes on the website. EscapeTheTalk.show. Yes, under threat of her life, she was climbing through bushes, and the bushes were very intent on killing her.
I think it was like in Harry Potter, you know, the tree that slaps the shit out of everybody.
It was very much like that. Anyway, let's pay the car here.
Yep.
Let's get the fuck out of here. I have to mention Bytemark, bytemark.co.uk. They provide the service where these audio files are on, and make sure I don't get bankrupted by podcasting. So they're great. Bytemark, great hosting company from the UK. And also, the song we're using for the bumpers and the intro is "I Am Unbreakable" by Niklas Johansson. Are you shooting? Are you nading? Are you throwing grenades? Are you sabotaging my intro?
Sorry.
I mean...
Outro, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, you better get the fuck out of here because I'm throwing a nade in your direction now for that.
Oh, wow.
I just heard the shrapnel ping off.
Oh, very exciting.
See you next time, everybody.